Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush this week. And together with me today is Mr. Anil Mathai. How are you, Anil?
I'm well, Andy. Thank you.
Are you doing well? You're really doing well.
I'm well, yeah. The heart is beating this morning. I'm blessed. You know?
Are you looking forward to 2021?
I am. We got to get rid of 2020 here.
Well, yes. All this week, the theme is look back, look forward.
Yes.
And today, folks, Anil is going to help me talk about politics and America. We're going to talk about how has 2020 affected that and how does 2021 look. If you have any thoughts, please give us a call at 303-477-5600. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Later this hour, we're going to be speaking with a hero. And I call her a hero. We're going to be speaking with Lauren Boebert, GOP congresswoman from Colorado's 3rd District. She's a real liberty candidate, and I think she's doing a great job. You're not going to want to miss that. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to John Zemirak and Liz Mayer, two people who pretty much know everything. But first, it's time for the impossible question. Now, I'm going to do something hard to you here, Neil, because I forgot to do this yesterday, so we're going to do two.
Okay,
we're going to do two. I'm going to give you the answer to the first one really quick, and the second one you're going to have to hold off. By the way, folks, when you want to give your answer on these, please go to the KLZ 560 Facebook page. It's all ready for you. Are you ready? Okay, yesterday's impossible question, which I did not do because I'm a bad person, is in the past year, about 10% of us have done this while on the clock at work. What is it?
I don't know. Putting on your mask?
Putting on your mask. Yeah. You know what? Something tells me that's a lot higher than 10%.
Okay.
Maybe it's work.
Okay.
I mean, this is liberal America. Does anybody work anymore?
No.
So maybe 10%. Is that about? I didn't have a clue. Are you ready? Here's what the answer is.
Okay.
Taking a work call while in the bathroom.
Actually, I've seen that before.
Yeah, you always have to have your phone with you, and people can call at the worst times.
Yeah.
So I guess that makes sense. What do you think?
I've seen people use the restroom while making a phone call, and I'm like, how does it flush? How do people not know, you know, where they're at?
I know. It's kind of like, is there a silencer in this thing? Okay, let's go to today. You ready for today's?
Sure.
All right, and folks, on today's impossible question, once again, please give your answer on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Here it is. When it comes to things happening in public places, okay, not private, public places, 15% of all people say this is one of their worst fears. What is it?
Getting picked out to speak? I don't know. That's a tough one.
Well, yeah, I mean, but the thing is, public speaking, I would have thought would be a lot higher.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. But just if someone randomly picked on you to be in front of a TV or something like that, you know, being interviewed or something, you would probably be nervous.
Yeah, just on the spot.
On the spot, yeah.
So being called on.
Yeah.
In a public okay, so you're not the speaker,
yeah, no,
but you're being called on by the speaker.
That's correct. Yeah, most people are afraid of speaking out in the public and just in general, but that one I think would be a good segment.
You know, something tells me that you would like being the one called on
no
by the speaker.
Yeah.
Did you always sit up front or in the back at school?
No, I was in the middle.
You were in the middle?
Yeah.
So you were non-committal.
Yes.
Non-committal in the middle.
Yes.
Anil, that surprises me.
Yeah.
I would have thought you'd be, in fact, I would have pictured you up front sitting next to the teacher, pointing at people while the teacher lectured.
No, I didn't want to get beat up.
Oh, okay. Coward. All right. Well, you know, somebody who did not just get beat up on Gallup was, I want you to guess this one. Who was the most admired man for 2020? Now, for the last 12 years in a row, it's been Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. Who is it now?
It's got to be our president.
Donald J. Trump.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes.
For the first time in 12 years, folks, Barack Obama, and this is according to Gallup, so it's not, you know, some right-wing, you know, yeah, Breitbart or whatever. No, it's according to Gallup. Donald Trump is now the most admired man in America. He came in first. Barack came in second. Mm-hmm. So Trump got 18%. Barack Obama got 15%. And you're talking from all possible people mm-hmm. put together. Kind of an interesting list here. Joe Biden came in third at 6%.
Yet somehow he, quote, won the election. Explain that one to me.
Yeah, we're going to look at that a little later. No. At 3:30 when Lauren Boebert calls in, we're going to talk a lot about this. She is not happy with the Electoral College, you know, okaying this. And I kind of agree with her. Next was, and this one makes me sick to my stomach. We're going to actually talk about him later. Dr. Anthony Fauci. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me something? Has anyone done more damage to America in the last, I'm going to say it, 20 years? And that includes Barack Obama.
Yeah.
But I mean, has anybody done more damage to America than Anthony Fauci?
He definitely did a lot of damage in 2020, and I wonder what his connections are with Moderna and their vaccine that just came out. So it's always interesting how people always have something you got to search, you know.
Do you think he has connections with them?
I don't know. I'd like to get more deeper, you know, more facts, but there's a speculation that he and Gates are tied to some of these vaccines.
Exactly. And do we know? No, we don't know. We just want more info.
Yes.
Is it so bad? And the second you say, gee, I just want more information, people say, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to be like the other side where I wouldn't. Oh, come on, it's just a conspiracy. Nowadays, you can't trust anything. You got to challenge everything and get the facts out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at it this way. The FBI has come out on some of this stuff recently. Do you trust one word that comes from the FBI when they talk about voting, when they talk about COVID, when they talk about, you know, the serum or whatever you're going to take, the vaccine? Do you trust the FBI in anything right now?
No. They've been politicized by the Obama generation and Obama administration. So, no, and that's a sad fact. That's a sad part for our country.
And you know what? This is, for people who think, oh, that's so hard to believe, they can't be that compromised. I want you to think about this for a second. Think about your business, mm-hmm. okay? Or think about a business that you had to leave. Mm-hmm. You just had to get out of there. How deep were the problems? Was it just one or two people? No. Or was there a deep state at your business to where the whole place had so much cancer running through it mm-hmm. that there was no way you were going to ever fix things? Mm-hmm. I mean, have you seen this, Anil, in businesses?
Oh, my goodness. So many years. You've seen it. I mean, it's just the character of individuals. It's an interesting thing. I mean, you see it in business. You see it in different organizations.
You see it everywhere. And you know, I hate to say this. You see it in some churches.
Oh, you see it in a lot of churches. Yeah.
You know, I remember when I went to CCU. That's where I got uh-huh. my degree. And okay. this is before CCU snapped back and went conservative.
Okay,
this is back in the old days of CCU.
You're a young guy. What do you mean old days?
I'm 57.
No.
I'm in my last few gasping moments of life here. I hope I finish the show.
Well, you look great.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna try and buck up here. Okay, well, back then, and just kind of talking about, you know, and a place that is riddled with compromise and problems. Uh-huh. And I can say this about them now because, you know, hey, guys, this is what, 30 years ago?
You're in Lumbus, so, yeah.
Yeah, CCU back then, this is a Christian university putting out pastors and mm-hmm. things like that. Their entire biblical studies department was overrun by hardcore liberals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They were teaching evolution. They were teaching the Bible is just a literary uh-huh. book. They were teaching, you know, the literary instead of literal mm-hmm. view of the Bible. And they were teaching all kinds of stuff like this. And here's what I noticed. I went in there because I had recently, just a few years ago before then, been an atheist who converted to being a Christian.
Praise God.
And yeah, and I was hearing them basically preach all the stuff I used to believe. Mm-hmm. And what I really noticed was this, Anil. Not one person went in there and had their faith strengthened. Mm-hmm. They had their faith shipwrecked, or maybe they were really powerful in their faith and they were able to hold it together.
Yeah.
But they went in there and they were just being torn down by these profs. Yeah. They were questioning everything. And by the way, I like questioning my faith. I have no, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, because then you can.
You want to know what you really believe. You don't.
Exactly. Yeah. But what there was an organization at the time that was so cancerous, and the philosophy department and the biblical studies department and several other departments, it was so full of these problems that there was no way you were going to fix it.
Yeah.
And they had to get new leadership come in and basically clean the slate and throw a lot of people out. That has happened to a lot of businesses. I think that's what's going to have to happen in the FBI and the CIA.
Yeah.
I think they are that corrupt. Yes. Okay, getting back to Trump. Trump is now the most admired man for 2020. He was the most admired man in America in 2020, beating Barack Obama for the first time in 12 years. I think that's amazing when everybody says he's unpopular.
It should have been Joe Biden, right?
Exactly.
So where's the disconnect here? Oh, that's right. Who voted? Who counted the votes, you know?
Well, let's round them out really quick here. So you got Donald Trump, number one, Barack Obama, number two, Biden, three, Fauci, four.
Ugh. Fauci, wow.
I know. My gosh. Pope Francis, five. Wow. These are tiny numbers, 2%, right? Mm-hmm. Elon Musk came in at number six. Bernie Sanders, number seven. Bill Gates, LeBron James, and finally rounding it out, the Dalai Lama.
I
think the Dalai Lama always winds up in the list just because.
You know, that I was looking through that stimulus bill that went through. The Dalai Lama is listed in there. Tibet's listed in there. It's called the United States-Mexico Partnership. We can talk about it later, but it's interesting you mentioned that name.
Well, you know, I think it's really important that the American taxpayer fund Tibet.
Yeah.
Although...
Nepal, Pakistan, you want to keep adding more to that list?
I got to be honest, those places really have dealt with China a lot.
Yeah, I've been to Nepal before. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it like? How long ago?
Beautiful place. Maybe last time was 10 years ago. I knew a Christian pastor there, preached at a church there. India and these places. I've been, been to India a couple of times.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I mean, I know you are of Indian descent, but I had no idea that you had actually been back there.
Yeah, I would love to travel the world. Keep traveling. You know, we're at 54 countries. I'd like to get to 200 before I die one day. We'll see.
Well, very cool. Okay, tell you what. When we come back, I want to talk about... You may not know this, but maybe they got this wrong because it says Donald Trump is the most admired man, but is he a man? Are we men? And when we come back, folks, I want to talk about Harvard. Harvard. How do you say Harvard? I'm not totally sure. But anyway, Harvard apparently knows better than we do who is a man, who is a woman, who is neither, who is both, and so forth. And we're going to have a little fun with that. But first... Extreme Auto Repair. And Neil, do you know when it's the worst time for your car to break down? Is it this
when you're
time
driving in the wintertime?
Yes! When you're driving in the wintertime. I mean, at least if it's in the summer, you're not going to freeze to death.
That's
out there.
Correct, yeah.
Right. When it's cold. Well, now that the cold is here, make sure your car is ready to go at Extreme Auto. First responders rely on Extreme. You can do. So... By the way, did you know that first responders, when I went and visited them, they had all these ambulances and stuff lined up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they get cared for right there at Extreme Auto.
Awesome.
Folks, you can trust them to call 303-841-1071, or you can find them at klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop. But you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Okay, Bruce Simmons with America Liberty Mortgage. Rates are low, so right now is the best time to get a reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons. If you're 62 or older and you want to make your house work for you, give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And to my left here, see, you're a leftist. You're to my left. Not my political left, but to my left here is Anil Mathai. And Anil, no, are you sure you're a man? I just want to make sure.
I am pretty sure. 100%, 1,000%.
Okay. Just making sure, because at Harvard Medical School, they have some different views. And this is what blows my mind, folks. This place, Harvard Medical, and everything about these Ivy League schools, we have these people basically run our lives. They become doctors, lawyers, half of them are in Congress. It's crazy. They're everywhere. And we look at them as the smart people. Well, they had this panel at Harvard Medical, and they were talking about COVID, and they were talking about how it affects people around the world. And at one point, they're talking about pregnancy. Listen to this. Globally, ethnic minority pregnant and birthing people suffer worse outcomes and experiences during and after pregnancy and childbirth. This is what they tweeted from Harvard Med. Okay, birthing people. Pregnant and birthing people suffer from... Now, by the way, I don't know. Maybe COVID does affect pregnancy. I have no clue. But, you know, they claim COVID affects everything because it works in with their narrative. But maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. I don't care. But birthing people? What do you think?
I was born to a woman, my mother.
No. How do you know you were born to a woman? Well, actually, they were asked about this because they came under a firestorm, and they basically said, and I'm not kidding. In fact, let me get the quote. This is funny. Yikes. Not all who give birth identify as women or girls. Therefore, we think they basically thought it was offensive to call these women.
Yeah.
And they said, we don't want to dehumanize women. Okay.
I don't even understand the logic anymore. I mean, you know.
What are we then? Are we non-birthing people? I mean, what if I want to identify as a birthing person? Right? And what about test tube babies? I mean, what if the test tube doesn't identify as a birthing test tube? What if they want to call themselves pre-embryonic holding chambers? And then at that point, who is going to stand up for equal rights for pre-embryonic holding chambers?
Why are things not simple anymore? Why do we keep making it complicated? I mean, it just becomes more and more difficult. Have we just lost our minds? I don't know.
Well, let me tell you this. By the way, sorry, really quick here. Just got a shout out to Anil from Tom Kelly. Okay. Tom Kelly says, hello, Anil.
Hey, Tom.
Just want to throw that in there.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So let me ask you something as a Christian, all right? And you are not just a Christian, you're a very knowledgeable one. What do you think of all this? This redefining gender. What do you think is underlying it? Why do you think they want to do it? Why is it so bad to be called a guy or a girl?
I mean, the whole thing is, it's really a spiritual issue in my view. I mean, basically, we reject God and we accept his opponent, Satan, or whatever, views. And so we're upside down. We just don't, we're so prideful, so we reject him, and then we kind of lose the common sense part of it. So and if you can have confusion, then you can also divide and conquer. That's the political situation.
Oh, so basically with confusion, you can bring division. With division comes power. So the end goal of this is simply to get power.
Power, destroy freedom, bring communism in. That's exactly where this is all about.
And who do you have to remove first if you want to get power?
You always remove the church first.
And who is above the church?
God.
Exactly.
Yep, all the time. Hitler said the same thing. Before he went and did his annihilation of the of innocent people and Jewish people, he first said this: I have to first shut down the church. And he got 80% of the church in the late 20s, early 30s to submit to him. Easily, and it was the 20% the confessing church that he went after. So that's how it always works. That's how history always works. Shut down the God of the Bible, and then we can take over.
Basically, I think what they want to do is wipe the Creator off the map.
Of course.
And if you're left with nothing but the creation, that means whoever simply has more power, they don't have to be right or wrong. Yeah. They're right. Might makes right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you take away the absolute authority of a Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And you remove that. And notice they want to remove all the authorities, right? Mm-hmm. How about the authority of a cop out on the streets?
Mm-hmm.
Remove that authority, then mob rules, right?
Yeah.
If you want to remove the authority of parents in the home, then mob rules.
None of this is by accident. I mean, Romans 1 talks about it. They want to worship the created instead of the creator. And so that's exactly what's happened here. We are losing our minds. But, you know, godly people need to stand up and remind people what God is about. And I think we can change this.
One last thing.
Yeah.
What does it do to your heart when you see some of these, I'm going to call them churches, that embrace this stuff, transgenderism and so forth? By the way, folks, if you want to be transgendered, live it up. Do whatever you want with your life, okay? Live your life. You want to be gay? Be gay. Be whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking within the church. I'm talking about literally telling five-year-olds who haven't had a chance to make their own decision yet that this boy is a girl is a boy, and so forth. When you are pushing it on others, especially helpless others, what does that do to your heart?
Well, the church is just adding to the abuse situation and not really building anybody up but destroying. And that's exactly what happens. If we're not standing with God's word, then we're destroying God's word.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks, Anil. Hey, Lauren Boebert is going to be coming up next. But first, Franktown Firearms, they are next. And right now, the wait time is about 3 to 4 days to buy a firearm. I suspect that's going to get longer, just so you know. So if you're looking to start a collection or add to it, get in now before those wait times get longer. 720-770-7777. That's hard to say. 720-770-7777 or find Franktown at klzradio.com.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial. You know, a lot of us find purpose in our jobs, but what about finding purpose in our retirement? Well, that's a lot easier to do when Al Smith from Golden Eagle helps plan how we save our money for retirement and then use it to its fullest potential. Call Al at 303-744-1128 or find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com. Let Al Smith help you find your financial purpose.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And on the line right now, we have Congressperson-elect Lauren Boebert. My goodness. Lauren Boebert from CD3. Lauren, how you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing wonderful. And Anil Mathai is with us as well. We're both big fans, right?
Hey, Anil. Awesome. Awesome to talk to you.
Lauren, you know what? By the way, you are the first woman ever elected to that position in CD3. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct. I am the first woman elected to serve the people of Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. I'm the first mom. And, you know, we're seeing a theme in the 117th Congress with the freshmen who were elected. We have record number women who have won their seats. But interestingly, none of us ran on the platform of being a woman. We ran on conservative values and free market ideas and getting putting America first. None of us said, you know, I'm a woman, so you have to vote for me. That's kind of the Democrats play in those identity politics. But I am so proud of the freshman class that I am a part of and I get to serve with. American voters did a fantastic job of electing a GOP freshman class that actually looks like America.
Fantastic. By the way, though, I have to correct you. According to Harvard, this just came out yesterday, you're actually the first birthing person who has been elected in that seat.
No, you know, I cringe at that. So these buzzwords that come out, I tried to tell some of my staff that this was a thing right now, this birther thing. And they were like, oh, no, this is talking about Obama and his birth certificates. And they said, no, they're saying that not all women can give birth, and not all, because they're saying not all women are naturally women, and they're giving them the title birther. And you know, I just reject that. Like, I'm a mom, I am a woman, I have 4 boys, I am raising my 4 boys to be men, to love America, and to serve their country.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, so you're saying that Anil and I cannot give birth, so
I don't want to give birth.
In a way, you're kind of oppressing us, but that's okay. I mean, you've risen to power. And Lauren, before we get into the issues here, I got some good news and bad news for you. Okay. The good news is your huge win in CD3. Congratulations. You
awesome.
Are now,
awesome.
You have now been sent to Washington to represent us, mm-hmm. but the bad news is you're going to have to run again in 2 years. And I know that you're probably thinking, my gosh, you've already gone to Washington once. You probably never want to go back again, but we Liberty voters here, we are very strict about these things. Actually, I'm a very nice guy. Anil is very strict. He's a hard guy. And so we expect you to go back. So how can people learn more about what you're doing in Washington and support your efforts starting now?
First and foremost, follow me on social media. My Twitter is constantly going all day long. I'm always running my mouth on there and getting in trouble with my team. so follow me on Twitter at Lauren Boebert. I also have a Facebook page, Lauren Boebert for Congress. And then my website, Lauren for Freedom, F-O-R, laurenforfreedom.com. That's where you can find out my policy platforms and what I intend to do in Congress. I'm so excited that I was sent to D.C. by the people. I was actually talking to someone earlier today and saying how empowering that is to know that I didn't work my way up the ladder and get some sort of political blessing to enter into this campaign and run for this office. The people sent me here. And so I'm just so empowered by that, so honored and humbled. And it keeps in mind who I work for.
Yeah, as long as you're there in Washington, do us a favor. Remind them there that there are people back here. Okay, we matter too. Okay, hey, tell you what, you are objecting to certifying Joe Biden's electoral win. And
Awesome.
Yeah, by the way, way to go. The Denver Post had an article on it last week. I don't know if you saw it. It was a scathing hit piece filled with Democrat talking points. And I noticed the Post never allowed you to give your reasons for objecting. You see, Lauren, we aren't the Post here. We actually like the news. So could you give us your reasons for objecting to certifying Joe Biden's electoral win?
Sure. And of course, we're all hearing the buzzwords from Democrats right now about anyone who is proposing to object to the Electoral College results on January 6th. And they're throwing words out like sedition. Really, that's what we've heard for four years from them. Right, exactly. That's all we've heard is seditious act. And you know, it's really funny that that's their buzzword that they've all clung on to. But I announced that I would be objecting to the Electoral College results on January 6th because I believe it is my responsibility as a member of Congress to object. The very first line of that oath that I take when I get sworn in as a representative is to swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, period.
Amen.
There is a constant. I'm not pledging an oath to a party or an idea. I'm pledging an oath to the Constitution of the United States. And there's a constitutional provision for members of Congress to object if they believe that the results are unconstitutional. And I believe the way certain states behaved during the presidential election were absolutely unconstitutional. I don't believe that that's unreasonable to think of. If you look, at states where their constitution requires the legislature to be in charge of how elections are conducted, and the legislature says there needs to be signature verification, then there needs to be signature verification. The executive or even the judicial branch, they don't get to override the constitution regardless of the circumstances. So for me, it's really that simple. It's a matter of my sworn obligation to support the Constitution. This isn't a conspiracy. This isn't a ploy or a coup. It's actually standing up for the Constitution. So I'm going to strongly object to the Electoral College certification on January 6th.
So basically, you're a conspiracy nut in a militia somewhere in the woods, right? No, look, I think you're making total sense here. And the reason is, Lauren, I'm really in the numbers. Okay, there were 19 bellwether counties that have predicted the presidency the last 20 years in a row. I mean, they've nailed every single election, and these are purple counties. Trump won 18 of the 19 by an average of well over 10%. Okay, and yet you have in four cities votes pouring in the middle of the night, going like 95-98% for Joe Biden. I mean, how can we not look at that? Okay, how can we not look at those two things and be suspicious and at least say, hey, all we're asking here that we want the evidence brought into the courts and that we're being stopped at all the courts. Nobody wants the evidence actually produced.
Yes. You know, I'm so happy that you said that. And even I look at this stuff each and every day and still hearing you say it, it just infuriates me. But the thing is, with me being a representative elect, I will be sworn in January 3rd. I am in the legislative branch. I am not in the judicial branch. And so the courts can do what the courts are going to do. They can deny to hear these cases, whatever. That's not my role. My role takes place on January 6th. And that's where I will do my part to uphold the Constitution. And, you know, I love that you're bringing up these bellwether counties and the numbers that are coming out of that. How many times have we heard from Democrats, follow the science. Follow the science. How about we start following the math in this contested election and all of these irregularities? Let's follow the math.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this just a Trump support thing, or would you do this anytime you see such massive problems? Either way.
These problems are so extreme. It does not matter where they came from. It absolutely needs to be brought to light and at least discussed. At least let's look at the evidence and bring it out and have an open and honest conversation about it, rather than just having mainstream media preface any and every statement with something like unfounded claims, or this was disproved. You know, they just want to debunk it immediately. And so I think if we can just have open and honest discussions, I mean, this is our republic is absolutely at stake here. Ensuring the integrity of elections that take place in America is essential to our republic. And this conversation needs to be taking place. I have Democrats mailing me, messaging me, telling me, thank you for taking a stand. I voted for Joe Biden, and I don't like what I'm seeing.
Does it trouble you that Joe Biden doesn't want the evidence brought forth in court, that he doesn't want, you know, the tape review like of what happened in Atlanta with the, you know, suitcases full of votes that were brought in after the fact, after people were excused?
I don't even know if Joe Biden knows about this stuff. I mean, it's hard to know what information they allow him.
Not entirely ascension being at times.
Right. But, you know, I mean, maybe he's not even going to be essential here pretty soon in their eyes. But I think anyone who is trying to suppress this information after we were just taking down this witch hunt with millions of taxpayer dollars spent against a Russia collusion hoax, we should absolutely look at this, what's happening right here in America domestically. And we have to have open and free and fair elections here in America. They can argue all that they want and try to make this something that it isn't. Just because a court rejects a legal maneuver doesn't mean my separate but equal responsibility to object disappears. So that's why I am taking a stand for this, for my objection to go away. They would need to demonstrate that a state's legislature was okay with skipping signature verifications. And I'm not aware that any have done that. We are a country of laws, but we seem too quick to say, oh, just skip the signature part. No, that is the most important part.
Oh, especially since we're not even requiring ID. So if you don't require ID and you don't require a signature verification, anyone can cast the vote. It's ludicrous. Right. Right. And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. Folks, we're speaking with Lauren Boebert, congressperson from CD3. Hey, Anil, you have a question for her.
Well, I just want to say, Lauren, thank you so much. I mean, your Twitter posts are amazing, Facebook, everything. You are the same as you were when you ran in the primary. Keep speaking that. No matter what anybody, your staff or Washington says, keep speaking the truth because the people hear it. Keep fighting. You're giving a lot of encouragement to people who are discouraged right now with the corruption before us. So thank God for this, and thank you for doing what you're going to do on January 6th, and keep fighting for us, and keep fighting for the truth. That's the greatest thing, and you're just an encouragement. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. That means a lot to me. And, you know, I'm absolutely going there to fight and be a voice for the people here in Colorado and beyond. I am fine taking a stand for Americans all across this country. I was just on a Zoom meeting last night with board members from the Farm Bureau here in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing to me that the one thing that I kept hearing over and over again was, we are so happy to have a fighter who will actually be our voice. And that's what people want right now. President Trump has really pioneered the way for fighters to run an office, the non-politician to step up and do their part to serve their country. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm not a politician. I was fed up with politicians. I was fed up with them getting to D.C., forgetting who they worked for, over-regulating, over-taxing, overspending, and destroying everything we're building at home.
Hey, Lauren, I want to talk about the stimulus. I want to talk about guns. I want to talk about the future of the Republican Party. Can I hold you over the break?
Let's do it.
Fantastic. Okay, but first up, folks, Michael Bailey Law. You know, we all put things off, especially writing our will. There always seems to be more pressing issues. But if you call Michael Bailey, he'll give you something you'll enjoy the rest of your life. Peace of mind. It just feels good to handle all the details for loved ones. And Michael helps you do it right for those you love. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com. Peace of mind, don't put it off.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate here filling in for John Rush. And we are speaking with Lauren Boebert, congressperson from CD3. Hey, Lauren, can we ask you how you voted on the stimulus bill? Is Lauren there? Have we lost?
I'm here. No, I muted you. I have.
You know, my wife does that. No, my wife does that all the time. And, you know, she is also almost exactly your height and with brown hair. So this might be a thing. Maybe I'm getting muted
It might be a thing. No, I have 4 boys and 2 dogs walking around, and so I just didn't want any distractions, so I just hit the mute button.
Not a problem. Okay, what do you think of the stimulus bill?
So I would have fought to send President Trump a better bill. I mean, this is all it's out of control at this point. I've said so much up until this point. Now we have McConnell doing his thing in the Senate. And I think it's time that we focus back on the small business owners who are being utterly destroyed. We need targeted relief. There are so many people who have federal jobs who have not been affected financially by this pandemic, and they're going to get a stimulus check. They get a bonus this year. And there are families who are really struggling to get by, business owners who have shut their doors forever, business owners who are wondering how they're going to pay their employees at the end of the week. And, you know, it's been politicized, and the American people have been jerked around so much. I would like to say enough with this. The best stimulus package is to reopen America. Let us live our lives again.
Absolutely. I mean, if they would just do that, we wouldn't have to worry about all this. We're going to be talking a little bit in the next hour about South Dakota again, where they've basically done that. Their unemployment rate there is 3.5%. So it works, people. Listen to Lauren Boebert. Okay, really quick, what do you think of the support or opposition to the increase in checks from 600 to 2,000?
Well, you know, I mean, there are people, like I said, who really need help, but then there are millions of people who have been unaffected, or at least hundreds of thousands of people who have been unaffected financially by this pandemic this year. They have jobs where federal jobs where they're taken care of. They haven't missed a paycheck, and now, you know, they're getting this $2,000 check. So I don't know. Here you go, America. Here's the socialism that you wanted. We are redistributing the money that the government stole from you in the first place. So Merry Christmas. There's that. But you know, it's funny how the American people do get crumbs in compared to these other countries when you have $10 million going to Pakistan for gender studies. And it's no surprise that all of this was put into one vote, that this was all voted on at the same time. I believe that that was by design. It was on purpose. And there should have just been something that was a single bill to vote on. We never saw that. The whole thing is a mess. This whole year has been a mess. I think we have proven that the most dangerous sentence in the American vocabulary is, I'm from the federal government and I'm here to help. Because government ruins nearly everything. Yep. And that's a plug for my good friend Laura Carno and her book.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. We love Laura Carno here. But, you know, I'm upset to hear that you are against birthing people in, you know, Pakistan. This is something, it's a big issue, but we just don't have time to tackle it today. Hey, you've been fighting for, I know. You've been fighting for the right to carry a firearm on Capitol Hill. Why, Lauren? Why do you think you need to carry in such a safe, crime-free place like D.C.? I mean, that is such a beautiful place.
Have you been to D.C.?
yeah, but I'm lying. Go ahead. Why would you like to carry them?
So, as you mentioned, I am a small-statured woman. I am 5'0", 100 pounds, and I need an equalizer against a potential stronger aggressor. And a firearm is my equalizer. I started carrying my firearm more than 7 years ago in my restaurant in Rifle, Colorado. There was a man who was brutally beaten outside of my restaurant, and he lost his life that night. I immediately needed a way to protect myself and to protect the people around me. I have young women working for me. We are there alone a lot at night, early in the morning, and I wanted to make sure that we had proper protection. And so I took advantage of Colorado's open carry laws. I have been strongly advocating for our Second Amendment rights ever since, and even my waitresses open carry in the restaurant, and Shooter's Grill has been called the safest restaurant in America. And of course, now that I'm going to Washington, D.C., I am wanting to bring my Second Amendment rights with me. I want to be able to protect myself, to defend myself. Just like most Democrat-run cities, Washington, D.C. has a violent crime problem. Their violent crime rate is 158% times higher than the national average. And I don't know what people think that the life of a United States congressman looks like, but I can tell you right now, I don't go to work every day in an armored car. I do not have Capitol Hill police escorts with me everywhere I go. I will be walking from my D.C. home to the Capitol each and every day that I'm working there and then walking back home. I am my security, and I need a way to protect myself. So I am fighting to have that right there in Congress. Right now, it currently is allowed, but we have some Democrats, 21 radical anti-Second Amendment Democrats who have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and they want to turn Congress into a gun-free zone, even for representatives.
Oh, so it can be a safe gun-free zone like Baltimore. That's great! Right. Hey! Okay, let's move on here. I agree with you 100%. I think it's ludicrous. I think you people, your public figures, you are targets. Okay, you need to be able to defend yourself. It's ludicrous. Okay, mm-hmm. Lauren, let's look at the Republican Party. According to Rasmussen, this just came out, 3 out of 4 GOP supporters want the party to look more like Trump going forward. But there are those who resist this, and they want to return to the party before Trump. What do you think?
President Trump has changed the Republican Party forevermore. The Republican Party can never look the same again, nor does anyone want it to. President Trump has brought to light this fighting spirit for the American people, and gone are the days of the old Republican Party. We haven't seen a fighter like this since President Ronald Reagan, who actually puts the people first. And I never want to see the Republican Party go back to the days of President Bush, per se. And President Trump is it. He has absolutely changed the party, and I'm with those 3 out of 4 GOP members that say that they want to keep this momentum alive. I'm here because of the MAGA agenda, and I will fight every day to make sure that the MAGA agenda continues.
Lauren, I'm with you 100%. I think the difference here is President Trump and President Reagan, what they did was they actually followed our platform, our conservative platform, and fought for mm-hmm. it. No one would believe what President Trump would have done, and he did it amazingly with justices and with so many different bills. So he's actually instituted our rock-solid conservative platform, our Constitution above all, and you're exactly right. That's what people want, is back to conservative, true conservative leadership with principles first, party second, third, fourth, whatever.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I even noticed, for instance, here in Colorado, when candidates run as conservatives, when they run on a true conservative platform, they win.
Yes.
When these once those candidates are sworn into office and are the elected officials, if they keep those conservative values, the people win.
Yes.
You see, Lauren, conservative values, I wrap them up in one phrase. I want to control my own life, not yours. And whenever I see Republicans run on that or mm-hmm. something like it, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to control my own life, not yours. They win.
Yes.
But if they don't run on that, if they do all this mushy stuff, then people, they don't define themselves, and people can't get behind that. Okay, really quick here. You just talked about what Trump has done for the GOP. What does Lauren Boebert plan to do for the GOP and America in the next 2 years?
Just like I said, I'm here because of the MAGA agenda. I'm here to put America first and the American people first. Just like that Zoom meeting I had with the board members of the Farm Bureau here in Colorado, I am the people's voice. And so I am connecting with them. I'm hearing from them on a regular basis. And I am taking what matters most to them, and I am representing the issues that matter most to them in Washington, D.C., and giving them a fighting chance again. We are so often drowned out by Denver and Boulder liberals here in the western slope of Colorado, and it's time that the people here had a voice again. And so that's the first thing that I'm doing. I want to reopen America. I want to get our economy going. Energy is a huge priority of mine. Here in the western slope, I think that we are the 7th largest natural gas producer in the United States. And we have the Jordan Cove pipeline that we can export our clean liquefied natural gas globally and create international markets, bring those high-paying jobs back to Colorado using America's resources, continue America's energy independence, and pursue energy dominance. I'm here to take care of my district and our resources, our ag needs, our forest management needs. And I'm also here to take on this fight against these radical socialists who want to completely, fundamentally change and transform America, everything that we know and love about the greatest country this world has ever seen. I'm here to keep American exceptionalism alive and the American dream alive for generations to come.
Excellent. Okay, hey, because heartless people like Anil are going to force you to run again in 2 years, take 10 seconds. How do people reach you?
LaurenForFreedom.com is my website. And I started campaigning again November 4th, 2020. So I need all those small dollar donations coming in to show your support.
Okay.
I read the emails that come in. LaurenForColorado.com. Thanks, everyone.
Fantastic. Lauren Boebert, thanks for joining us. We'll have you back. And folks, that's the end of hour number one. If you missed this hour, it replays at 6. Otherwise, hour number two is coming up on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.